Hello, everybody. How are you doing today? My name is Tony Rizzano, and this is another episode of the world famous, the universally loved, the best podcast in 1, 2, 3 galaxies. But, ladies and gentlemen, you and I, we just call this show Online Marketing Moves. We are coming to you live today. Ladies and gentlemen, today is Wednesday, March the 20th. 2024. We have a exciting show for you today. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, today we are going to discuss something very important. We are going to discuss why you should never, and I mean never, take financial advice from people who have no money, okay? You study them, you learn what they did, what they did not do, and you keep it moving. You do not take their financial advice. But before we get started, ladies and gentlemen, we have merchandise to sell, okay? I will leave a link below. It is on a website called Spreadshop. We have a t-shirt that you can buy. You can buy a cup. You can buy a t-shirt. You can buy a tie-dye shirt. So on Spreadshop, the name of the store is Threaded Expressions. I will leave a link. We have a t-shirt that says Action Speaks the Loudest. And go out, get that t-shirt, because action does speak loudest, ladies and gentlemen. In order for you to get ahead, move forward in life, to move on in life, you have to start taking action. Sitting around, overlearning, sitting around, dreaming, daydreaming, will get you nowhere, okay? You must take action. We all have to take action, okay? Laying in bed, dreaming, at work, daydreaming, you know, thinking about it, thinking about taking a trip, that's dreaming. You know, taking a trip, that's action. You know, writing that movie script, that's action. Daydreaming about writing a movie script, it's not action. So action does speak loudest. So you go to Spreadshop, click, I'll leave the link below, and have t-shirts, all that good stuff. We'll start posting more. We'll start posting more on there, and we'll start leaving the link below on a regular basis. We'll, you know, as I don't know if you noticed, but we leave the link to Magic Mind up every day. And this is not this is a good segue, but you can always go to magicmind.com/marketingmoves. Use the promo code marketingmoves20 and check those guys out. And before we get started, ladies and gents, I want to say one more thing. We will be creating a email form. So you sign in, you sign up voluntarily, you sign up, and you will get emails on a regular basis from yours truly. Now, I'm gonna tell you up front. We're gonna ask for your name, we're going to ask for your email address, and we're going to ask for a telephone number. Why do we ask for a telephone number? Every now and then you will receive a text, whether it be, as I just talked to you about, whether it be this the Spreadshop store that they have a promotion for t-shirt. You know, it's Easter time, they might give you a sale on a t-shirt or anything like that. So, you know, every now and then there will be a text. It definitely won't be a text every day. There'll be an email on a daily basis. So, with that in mind, you want to sign up, if you want to be a part of the Marketing Movers community, sign into the email, sign up for the emails. You will get them on a regular basis, very consistent. And we'll be starting that in a couple of days. But now, ladies and gents, let's talk about the main subject at hand. Let's talk about why you should never take financial advice from people who have $0. Okay. Now, ladies and gents, I remember a long time ago when I was knee-high to a grasshopper. I tried to sell some Halloween candy in front of my apartment. I was probably 8, maybe. And I remember I was thinking, you know, man, I'm gonna be rich. I'm about to sell some of this Halloween candy, you know. You can't eat all that candy anyways. Bad for your teeth, of course. And so I had a lot of candy, and I think I made a little list, and I was going to start selling candy. And I was stopped by the Federales. In this case, the Federales being my mother, okay? And she said, man, well, you ain't selling no candy. Nobody got time for that. And I said, huh? And I said, you know, I'm trying to make a buck. I'm trying to make a buck or two around here, you know? It don't take long for you to know if you're in a family with a boatload of money or if you're in a family with not a lot of money. It don't take long for kids to understand that, you know what I mean? And so I knew that, you know, we was not the poorest of the poor, but we definitely was not the rich of the rich. You know what I'm saying? So any dollar could help. And so my mom was like, man, you don't want to do all that, you know? And my mom, you know, over the years that I was growing up, she gave me more advice financially. And it was always like, you know, hey, go get the job, you know, do this, do that. There was never talk about, you know, owning a business, running a business, the benefits of creating a business, starting a business, you know, the benefits of having your own, you know, making money for yourself, you know. There was no talk of that. And so, you know, you have this belief that, you know, oh man, I gotta get this job, and this job is gonna magically, you know, set me up financially. And we all know, anybody listening to this podcast, we all know that is not true at all. Okay. And so the reason why we're doing this episode is just to let you know you should never take financial advice from people who do not take money seriously. Money is we all know the old adage, you know, money is the root of all evil. That's not the case. It's love of money. If you do anything for money, if you will cut your neighbor for a few bucks, you know, that's love of money. That's the root of all evil. Not you wanting money or you having a desire to have more money, because let me tell you something. I've had a few bucks in my pocket and I've had $0 in my pocket. Life is always a little easier when you have money in your pocket, because the thing that people do not understand is the stress. Whenever you are lacking money and life is just it's stressful, and the bill man is knocking at your door, you know, and they're like, hey, and I'm not talking, you know, oh man, your credit card is due. No, I'm talking the lights are due, a bucko, rent to do, you know, the basic necessities. And when you're struggling to pay the necessities in life, that's when it's like, what am I going to do? Like, where am I going to turn? And so I would definitely look at people who, you know, have a interest in money, who care about money, you know, who says, hey, you know, I can, you know, making money is, there's nothing wrong with making money. I would not take advice from anybody. Let me tell you something. When I worked in the warehouse a long time ago, always the phone. When I worked in the warehouse a long time ago, I worked in this bean plant, okay? And there was always, everybody was a genius. Let them tell it. I worked in this bean plant. We put beans in a bag. Very exciting, very exciting, very exciting. And, you know, we would get paid. Wasn't reckoning in the bucks, but it was decent enough. We would get paid, and then it would be maybe, you know, 2-3 days later, somebody be like, man, I can't wait for payday. And I was like, hey, man, we just got paid. And they're like, shh, man, money comes, money goes, you know? And those guys, they were living paycheck to paycheck. And that's something else you always want to avoid. You know, you want to try to put back a little money. You always want to have a few extra bucks in your pocket. And I just remember these guys would say, oh, man, you know, they would, one guy, he had a real nice car, you know, and you would say, and you would ask him a couple of questions. And he like, man, the insurance is more than the car. And it's like, why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? That don't make a lot. It didn't make a lot of sense to me at the time. Still doesn't make a lot of sense to me. And he would go, man, you got to look good. You got to look good, baby. You know, every time he say, you got to look good, baby. You got to look good. And I'm like, that is ridiculous. And so this is the mentality that some people have. And you want to stay away from that type of mentality when it comes to money. I remember I had a chance to get a Dodge Mustang one time. I was 25 years old and I went to the dealership and I was thinking about buying a car. And the guy, he was like, yeah, man. I was like, ooh, man, this is a cool looking car. You know, he's like, yeah, man, you know, you can get the car. He told me the payments every month. And then I went and he said, you might want to call the insurance people though, because, you know, you being young, you know, you being in the truck driving business, they might give you a high rate. And of course, you know, I think the payment might have been $300. The insurance is going to be like $350 a month. I said, for one car? And so I thought about my homeboy that I used to work at the warehouse with at the bean plants. And I was like, we're going to pass on that action. And so you have to avoid, and I'll be honest with you, I would avoid 95% of the people when it comes to money, because at the end of the day, a lot of people on social media, they want to look rich. It's the goal for them to look rich, for them to act rich. So that way you can buy whatever hash they're selling. They want you to buy it. So that way they can make money. You know what I mean? It's like the people that say they travel all over the world, you know, and they might be stuck somewhere because they don't got no money. And so they take the pictures and they post the pictures and they're like, hey, buy my course, you know, and they're waiting on the sales to come in so then they can go hop to the other place. You know what I mean? And so I would be very leery, if I was you, of taking financial advice from anybody. I would vet them. I would give them the double check, the triple check. You know, I'm telling you what I know from my all the time living on Earth. It's been 44 years, and a lot of people they give the perception that they have money. And they don't got a pot to piss it in the window to throw it out of, folks. Okay? And so be very, very, very careful when it comes to taking financial advice from anybody. I would not, you know, you see these people, you know, oh, man, I'm beating Warren Buffett, blah, 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 blah. You know, it's like the financial people on YouTube. And they go, oh, man, I've been beating the market for, you know, 20% or whatever every year. It's like, you know, one thing my mother did tell me, and I definitely agree with that, if it looks too good to be true, it probably is too good to be true. Okay. Financial financial stability is not hard. You need discipline. You need to make sure you keep track of everything you're spending. You need to keep track of the money that you're making. You definitely need to do that. I definitely say the one piece of advice that I will give you when it comes to finances is make sure you write down the things that you are, the money that comes in and the money that goes out. Make sure you, whether you do it on the computer, whether you do it by paper, pen, I don't care. But I would definitely keep track of you, of seeing where your money's coming and where your money's going. And then that way you can get a grip on, okay, this is what I need to do. Because it's, and you all know the adage, it's not about how much you make, it's what you can keep. Okay. And so if you want you don't have to be a multi, you don't have to be $100 million, you don't have to make $100 million. You don't have to make $750,000. It's up to you what you want to make, but it's also up to you the lifestyle that you want to live. Listen, you want to live in Manhattan, you got to pay Manhattan prices. You know, you want to live in San Francisco, you got to pay San Francisco prices. If you want to live in Piggott, Arkansas, you got to pay Piggott, Arkansas prices. Piggott might not be as expensive as New York or San Francisco. So you figure that out, where you want to go. And you figure out what you're comfortable with. You figure out, you know, what do I need to pay rent? What do I need to do this? What do I need to do that? Because some people do not want to work that hard. And that's okay as well. Okay. Some people want to work 18 hours a day. Some people do want to work 6 hours a day. That's okay. Do not, never, ever let somebody judge you, bucko, okay? Hey, people, like I told you, people out here looking rich and they're broke and they're broker than you and me and everybody else, all right? And so, ladies and gentlemen, that'll be it. That is it for the podcast. Hope you enjoyed today's episode. Like I said in the beginning, go to, I will leave the link, go to the Spread Shop, the Threaded Expression Store, and buy yourself a Action Speaks Loudest t-shirt. The landing page will be in a couple of days. We will make it. You can sign up for emails, become a marketing mover. I will be your Obi-Wan Kenobi, and I will guide you through the life of emails, okay? And so, ladies and gentlemen, until tomorrow, thank you for listening. My name is Tony Rizzano. God bless. And as always, everybody, peace.